luring salmon with sound. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. This is the sound of a babbling brook recorded as a fish might hear it, underwater. But it isn't always this peaceful below the surface. Near a hydroelectric dam, it's downright noisy. Chuck Hutton, an aquatic ecologist at the Oak Ridge National Lab in Tennessee, says this noise can upset fish, especially migrating salmon.
And we think that two things happen. One is that the fish lose their natural sound cues of a stream. At the same time, they're getting the artificial sounds of the dam, so sound-wise, they're getting confused.
Coutant says baby salmon swimming downstream then get blocked by the dam or take a fatal swim through the turbines. So he and his colleagues are studying fish in the lab to see which sounds attract them and which ones repel.
Right now, bypasses have been built, but the fish tend to not select them as well as we would like. So giving them some of the stimuli of a natural stream is what we hope to do.
Piping in the sound of a bubbling brook might draw more salmon to these safe bypasses, ensuring that more adult fish make it upstream to continue the cycle. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.